This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators are asking the Air Force to expand a pilot program that removes certain chemicals from contaminated water sources. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Air Force formerly used the chemicals called PFAS in firefighting foam for training exercises just outside of Colorado Springs.
The Air Force has been trying for years to clean PFAS contamination from the Widefield aquifer. The chemicals can cause cancer and other health problems. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say the cleanup should also extend to Willow Springs Pond in Fountain, and that the Air Force should partner with state public health officials for future studies. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A homeowners association in Highlands Ranch is suing Xcel Energy for wildfires in 2016 and 2020. The association says the utility's equipment set off three fires, which hurt property values and damaged the environment. Xcel has declined to comment. Shareholders of Spirit Airlines will vote next month on a proposed merger with Denver-based Frontier. If that deal fails, Spirit could be sold to JetBlue Airways. Some industry experts think a Frontier-Spirit combination would keep fares lower than if JetBlue buys Spirit. Democrat Adam Frisch will challenge incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District this fall. CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Frisch is a former Aspen City Council member with a business background, and he describes himself as moderate in views, not in passion. Boebert won her own primary against State Senator Don Corum handily, beating him by around 30 points. The district leans strongly Republican, but come this November, Frisch says he hopes to pull in some unaffiliated and even Republican voters who are fed up with Boebert's rhetoric and conduct. I'm Max Lubers, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.